This is regional news coverage from the KBIA Newsroom. I'm Scott Kanowski. Two more witnesses are raising questions about evidence that helped convict a Missouri man in the 2001 death of Columbia Daily Tribune sports editor Kent Heitholt. Ryan Ferguson is serving a 40-year sentence for second-degree murder and robbery in Heitholt's death. A hearing on Ferguson's bid for a new trial opened Monday in Cole County Circuit Court. A private investigator working for Ferguson testified that two Tribune janitors who implicated Ferguson could not have identified him from their location near the newspaper's employee entrance. Another defense expert criticized the work of Columbia police detectives. Earlier on Monday, former Tribune janitor Jerry Trump testified he was coached to identify Ferguson and accomplice Chuck Erickson by former prosecutor Kevin Crane, who is now a circuit court judge. Crane has denied Trump's revised account. Boone County officials have yet to decide whether to remove the name of former Missouri Governor Roger Wilson from the county government center. Wilson pleaded guilty last week to a federal misdemeanor charge of misusing money involved in an illegal political donation. The Columbia Daily Tribune reports that Boone County commissioners met Saturday but did not discuss the matter. The Roger B. Wilson County Government Center in Columbia was dedicated in September 2001 and includes a bronze bust of Wilson. Wilson is a Columbia native and former Democratic lieutenant governor. He served briefly as governor after Mel Carnahan died in a 2000 plane crash. He will be sentenced in July after admitting to help secretly steer $5,000 from a state-created insurance fund to the Missouri Democratic Party. Republican leaders in the Missouri House say they've been negotiating with Democratic Governor Jay Nixon over the two bills he vetoed last month. Marshall Griffin has the details from Jefferson City.
The governor vetoed bills that would redefine workplace discrimination and that would place occupational disease claims solely within the workers' compensation system. House Speaker Stephen Tilley says discussions have been productive, but that there's been no compromise reached yet.
I'm not saying we're not going to get to that point, and I suspect the talks will be ongoing, but last week was the first week we've actually had a good substantive meeting with the governor, and hopefully those continue, and incremental progress is better than no progress.
A spokesman for the governor's office described the meeting as productive. Meanwhile, a House committee has passed a scaled-back bill that would not redefine workplace discrimination as a motivating factor, but instead deals mainly with protecting whistleblowers. In Jefferson City, I'm Marshall Griffin.
St. Louis businessman John Bruner says he poured an additional $1.2 million into his U.S. Senate campaign during the past 3 months. Bruner is one of several Republicans competing to challenge Democratic Senator Claire McCaskill in the November election. Quarterly finance summaries released Monday show Bruner now has contributed more than $2.2 million to his campaign, much of which has gone to advertising. Bruner raised about $168,000 from other contributors this past quarter. Republican Congressman Todd Akin reports quarterly receipts of over $400,000, and former Republican State Treasurer Sarah Steelman reports raising just under $200,000. After expenses, Akin had $1.4 million in his campaign account. Steelman had nearly $600,000, and Bruner had about $225,000. McCaskill last week reported quarterly receipts of $2.3 million and $6.1 million in her campaign account. Ryan Ferguson's evidentiary hearing began Monday and is expected to continue all week. KBIA's Samantha Sunny tells us about the first day of testimony in Jefferson City.
Ryan Ferguson's attorney, Kathleen Zellner, is attempting to disprove the evidence used to convict him of murder in 2005. Yesterday, she questioned the accounts of two eyewitnesses.
The sole evidence tying Mr. Ferguson to the crime was the testimony of Charles Erickson and the identification of Jerry Trump.
Trump originally told prosecutors he saw Ferguson and Erickson at the scene of the crime that night. Trump later recanted and said he was unable to identify the people he had seen. Erickson later recanted as well. He said he acted alone to murder Columbia Daily Tribune editor Kent Heitholt in Columbia in 2001. Ted Bruce, an attorney for the Attorney General, said Erickson was only recanting to avoid the label of snitch in prison.
Mr. Erickson's sense of conscience, his sense of right and wrong, was replaced by the reality of prison.
Erickson is expected to testify on Wednesday. Samantha Sunny, KBIA News.
Parade Magazine has ranked Columbia as the hardest working city in the country. KBIA's Nicole Cartmell explains what the ranking means.
One of the factors taken into consideration by the Party Magazine list is the unemployment rate. According to the Bureau of Labor Statistics, Colombia's unemployment rate in February was 5.4%, significantly lower than the rate statewide. President of Regional Economic Development Incorporated, Mike Brooks, says that's thanks to the types of employers in Colombia.
Obviously, with the university as our prime economic driver, you don't see fluctuations in the workforce as you would in some other sectors of the economy.
Karen Tuzel is the Associate Vice Chancellor of Human Resource Services at the University of Missouri. She says MU is continuing to hire employees in every area from faculty to food service providers. She says with record-setting enrollment for many years in a row, there is a need to maintain the educational needs of Columbia's student population.
We've had to supplement with learning to do with less, and I think what the report suggests is that our employees have stepped up by working harder, working longer, and working more efficiently.
In a press release, Party Magazine says the other factors it considered when determining the rankings were the likelihood of working weekends and giving up personal time for work, average hours worked per week, and the amount of dual-income households. Columbia ranked number one on the list of 25 U.S. towns. Nicole Cartmell, KBIA News.
For KBIA News, I'm Scott Kanowski.